From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Why is this night different from any other night? Well, for one, it may be the first time a sitting president holds a Passover Seder in the White House. Here's NPR's Robert Smith.
Let's clear up those internet rumors right now. President Barack Obama is not a secret Jew, although
we'd be happy to have him.
Rabbi Michael Friedman from New York Central Synagogue says tonight is historic, but Mr. Obama should remember not to make it too formal.
First of all, have fun with it.
And make it your own, the rabbi says. The Seder commemorates the Jewish exodus from Egypt after centuries of slavery. And Rabbi Friedman says that in a way, the themes of Passover are the original Yes, We Can.
That we have to take action, we have to take our lives into our own hands, we have to reach out and change the world.
Today at sundown, the Obama family will gather with Jewish staff in the White House and have the traditional meal of the matzah, the bitter herbs, the roasted egg. They'll also remember the plagues of ancient Egypt, the locusts, the frogs, boils, and maybe pause to contemplate the modern curses upon this country, foreclosures, unemployment, AIG. Rabbi Friedman says that President Obama could take a cautionary lesson from how the Egyptian pharaoh handled those tough times.
The pharaoh, after each plague, got tougher and more obstinate and less willing to let the Jews, the Israelites, go to freedom. And I think President Obama faces the challenge of doing the exact opposite, to remain open-hearted to all the citizens of the United States and the citizens of the world.
The Seder is already being dissected for its political meaning. It comes conveniently just after the president traveled to a Muslim country and just before the annual Easter egg roll. And it does fulfill a campaign promise. Last year, at the end of a Seder attended by then-candidate Obama, after the traditional refrain, next year in Jerusalem, he said, next year in the White House. Tonight, perhaps the president should say, next year in economic recovery. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.